sun. It was fucking chilly this morning.
Oh, it was freezing my dick off, eh?
So, proper. Can we get right into it?
Let's get right.
Let's get right into the news.
Yep.
I've got boys at work saying that now.
Do you?
Yeah, a few of them.
When we were doing our greens project, I started doing it because we were back in Utes and whatnot. Like, yep, keep it coming. Woo! Woo! Like, all of a sudden.
Well, the boys are like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they're like, fucking, what's up your fucking knickers?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Inside joke, man.
That used to be, don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Oh, I forgot we got rid of that one.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, this a splat.
This a splat.
Fuck. They found the dogs that broke into the workshop.
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
When they find it, today?
I think today. Yeah, because my boss came up to me and was like, oh, so they found the people. I was like, oh, yeah, right. Because I was not expecting them to.
Yeah, you
but then,
had no faith.
Nah, but it turns out that same night they robbed like 3 different places.
And workshops?
Then, apparently they broke into like a kitchen school place. Like a chef school.
True.
Or something.
There would be some expensive shit in there.
Yeah, like cookers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or they were hungry. Want some ingredients. Go cook up a feed.
Yeah.
But yeah, one of them and then another place. And then apparently, because then people started seeing it on Facebook, the ute that they were driving around in.
Right.
And apparently, like, a few days after that Sunday, they were actually going up to people just in the streets and shit and just robbing people.
Oh, fuck.
So, that's probably why they've been caught.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they found a bunch of stuff that they stole from, like, the office, but they haven't found my toolbox yet.
True. So, you reckon they've gotten rid of that?
They might have palmed it off pretty quick, because it's pretty hard to miss a toolbox.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
You'd think they would have found it.
Yeah. But tools are popular too.
Yeah.
Like, people are always trying to get cheaper tools.
Oh, yeah. But, because I've checked Marketplace, like, every single day, every few hours since it happened, and haven't seen anything. Like, Gumtree as well. They wouldn't have sold it at Cashies because you need, like, full ID and, like, proof that you own whatever it is.
Right.
And shit like that. So, I don't know. They could have palmed it off to a maid or
someone they knew.
Yeah. Which I wouldn't be. Because I want my own tools back.
Yeah.
But I started getting myself hyped up for the insurance claim and being like, oh, I'm going to be able to just go to the tool shop and splurge.
Get a whole set of
like whole new box, like get a bigger box, get like the essential tools that I need, but then I could, you know, miss out on something that I used to have and get something a bit nicer.
Yeah. You can rework your toolbox.
Yeah, but then I also don't know how the insurance works. Like if they just replace like everything that I actually had, or if, yeah, you know, you get the money and...
Well, because...
Or they might even, like, whatever the amount was, send it to, like, a tool shop and open an account for you, and then you just go there, give your details and stuff, and you've, you know...
That, well, that's what
just
you...
just get a big voucher.
Yeah. That's what you said your dad said.
Yeah, happen. That's what he reckons.
Yeah.
Which would make sense.
That makes sense to me, because I reckon it would be too hard for them to, like... Well, it would be nice if they just replaced the tool, like, by, like...
Yeah, it would be.
No matter the cost, but I feel like they would do it that way based on the dollar amount and get you
It would
go.
Make more sense. Yeah. And that would make more sense than just giving, you know, not just me, but anyone that is claiming the insurance just, you know, $7,000 and expecting them to go buy tools.
Yeah.
Obviously, I would because I'd need them.
Yeah.
But, you know, in other people's situations, they could just be like, ooh, $7,000.
Yeah.
Casino.
Fuck yeah, let's double it.
Oh, there'd definitely be some
it'd have to go straight to the tool shop.
Yeah, you'd think so.
Or straight to the company and
picked like epoxy shop like Auto One or something. Oh. That like barely sells tools.
Yeah.
They can't, it's just all kin chrome stuff.
They can't do that.
Oh, you'd hope not.
Surely they would send it to the company, like your company, and they would make the choice of like where you can spend it. Or they would ask you, like, where do you want to go? Where do you want
to go? Yeah.
We'll fucking put $7,000 up on the up on the till. But
be nice.
Saturday night, dude.
Yeah.
You were torn up about your tools, eh?
Yeah, I'm still torn up about
you
it.
You brought it up like 4 or 5 times.
True.
And you said the exact same. You're like, oh, like I just had such a connection to them. Like,
I did, man.
It was like a spiritual, you know when you get that? I was like, dude, you're going to get a brand new set. But
no, but.
I do get you.
I won't say it again because it'll be the 6th time you've heard it.
No, you can go ahead.
But. It's your first toolbox.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like you save up for it when you start your apprenticeship or before you're starting it because you know you're going to need tools.
All your memories are attached to it.
Like you get it and then most of it's empty when you buy it, if not completely empty.
Mm.
And like you start slowly filling all the drawers. The more things you start learning and doing at work, you go, oh, one of these would be good for that. I don't have one of them. Or you borrow someone else's one and go, fuck, I need to get my own one of these.
Yeah.
We've got a rule in the workshop. If you borrow someone's tool more than twice, you got to buy your own.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good rule.
It's pretty fair.
It wouldn't account for you right now, though, would it?
Nah. I've been milking it pretty hard at work.
Really?
Yeah. Like I borrowed one of someone's battery for like a power tool the other day. And he was packing his stuff up to, like, go home. And he was like, oh, I'm going to need that back so I can put it back in my toolbox. Because if it gets left out, it's going to end up somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, it's not going to end up in my box. He's like, oh, now you're making me feel bad. You can keep using it. Yeah. I was like, yeah. That's what I thought.
You are milking it.
Yeah. But, fuck, some of the guys at work keep forgetting that my box is gone. And they'll, like, come up to me and be like, oh, do you have a fucking 32 mil deep socket? I just give them a look and they're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro.
That would hurt, eh?
It does.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I think they're doing it on purpose, but then they're actually like, oh, forgot. Sorry, man.
Yeah. And you just can't forget it.
No, it's all I think about every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. Mm. It is what it is. But if they find it, that's pretty cool because I get all my old stuff back.
Yeah.
But then, you know, either way, I'm going to get tools.
Yeah. You're chilling.
But yeah, I think it's pretty cool that they found him though.
Yeah, we'll fuck him up. Put him behind bars. I'd
probably just get a slap on the wrist, to be honest.
See, I feel like they will. But if you're going around, like, rob 3 places and you're robbing people on the street.
In a stolen car as well.
In a stolen car. Like, surely you got to go to fucking prison. So like, at least a little bit.
I don't really know what sentencing goes for what. Like what sentencing you get for different things.
Yeah. Because you don't.
But I feel like.
Well, you don't really hear about people robbing
going
places.
To jail.
But like in Australia, you don't really hear about someone going and robbing like fucking the bank or a store or some shit.
Mm-mm.
Like.
No, not really. Unless I'm just. Like the shoplifting.
Untapped. Yeah. Which is different.
But you never really see, or very rarely you see, you know, like. A cashier held at gunpoint and stuff like that.
Or like, yeah, fucking planning to go into somewhere and robbing a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Unless I just
maybe they just
don't hear about it.
I haven't really heard about it for a while.
Yeah.
I know I definitely have before, but
yeah,
not like in America where people are getting held at gunpoint all the time.
Yeah, I feel like.
I guess that's, you know, guns are legal.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big game changer.
Yeah. Does change the game.
Yeah.
Fucking, speaking of America, NBA, today, that shit was bussing.
That was 2 game winners, though.
Yeah.
Who hit the Knicks game winner?
So, in the Knicks game, fucking Brunson was playing shit all game. Couldn't hit a shot, bro. And then, fuck, there might have been like 20 seconds left.
Yeah.
Bangs a 3. Like, hell lucky, hits the front rim and just pops over.
Yeah.
Like, real lucky. So, Then they were down 5, so now they're down 2. Inbound pass, they like steal it or it like goes up in the air. They're fighting for it.
Yeah.
One of the Knicks players gets it, throws it out to DiVincenzo.
Bang.
He tries it, misses, and then the same dude, I think it was Hartenstein, gets the rebound, throws it out, pass across to DiVincenzo. Fucking bang, 3-pointer with like 5 seconds left.
Oh, no way.
And then Philly had to take it down. Like, I don't think they had timeouts or something like that.
Mm.
So, yeah, they had to take it the full court. I don't know what the fuck Maxi was doing, bro. He was like dribbling, then realized he couldn't realized he couldn't get a shot and just dumps it to Embiid with 1 second left. Embiid's like, fuck.
What, at just like half court or?
Well, Embiid's pretty deep and he's guarded.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Best player. Mm. One of the best players in the league. So he was pretty heavily guarded. He just dumps it to him.
Yeah,
Embiid's
right.
Embiid's like, fuck, all right. Jacks it up.
Has to yeet it.
Yeah.
No chance. Was it like, was the shot close or?
Oh, like it hit the rim.
Yeah.
Didn't go in.
I was pretty happy that the Knicks won.
Same.
Yeah.
I'm
not the biggest fan of the Knicks, but I don't not like them either. You know what I mean?
I love the Knicks, bro.
They're one of those teams for me where, like, I don't have anything against them, but I don't, like, you know.
You don't watch their games or anything like that?
Oh, I have before. Mainly because I used to work with a guy that went for them.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like... Yeah.
Well, it's like indie for me, honestly. Like,
I like
them.
I don't mind indie.
But...
Yeah.
Like, I don't hate them.
Yeah.
Like, they're just middle.
They're just a team. They're like, you know, you don't really care.
Yeah.
But it's good to see them win.
Mm.
Unless it's against your team.
Like, yeah, I'm always happy to see Indiana win. Mm. I don't know why.
Who have they got in the playoffs?
Bucks.
Oh, that's right.
They got slapped in the first game. Well,
yeah.
They came back a bit, but
yeah,
Dame was going off and then didn't score in the second half.
I was expecting to see like a 60 or 70 piece.
Yeah.
Because remember that, I think it was the last time Dame was in playoffs and he was just dropping 60 points
in like 50, most 60, games.
Yeah.
Just banging shit.
Just crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I was expecting that. Well, because I saw he had 19 at the end of the first quarter.
35 for the half.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, shit. And then saw 35 at half, and I was like, oh, he's on.
Yeah.
But then, yeah.
0 points in the second half.
Nothing. Nothing.
Then the Lakers-Nuggets game, bro.
I was so stoked about that.
Yeah.
Because I saw the score at halftime.
Lakers
and
up
And how big. Lakers are up big, and I was like, oh, here we go. And then all everyone's going to talk about is fucking LeBron and the Lakers.
Yeah. They're going to win this series.
Yeah.
Fucking, oh.
Did you say Shaq had Lakers winning?
Yeah.
And he had, like, Orlando beating...
Cavs.
Cavs, which wouldn't be impossible.
Could happen, but they're 2-0 down now.
Yeah, Cavs are slapping them around.
Yeah.
They've both been blowout games, though.
Today was a bit closer. Today was only 10 points, which...
I think Orlando brought it back a bit.
Yeah, probably at the end of the game when...
Because I remember checking the score... At one point, and they were up pretty big, like Cleveland was.
Yeah, right.
I think, or maybe it was close the whole game.
I'm not sure. I wasn't checking for it. I don't really check for those teams.
Yeah. But yeah, Jamal.
Bro, that was a nice. I only just saw it before.
True.
Because I had it on radio at work.
Because
I was checking it, I think, before halftime. When we were having smoko, it was like second quarter. We were watching it in the smoko room. And, what's it called? Yeah, Lakers were fucking slapping them. And then checked the score, and it was like 3 minutes left. Denver were only down 6.
Yeah.
Sent a message to the like work group chat. I was like, Lakers choke, because one of the boys goes for Lakers.
True.
Lakers choke, question mark. And then like literally a minute later, tied game. And then end of the game, Nuggets announcer was going crazy, bro.
Yeah.
He was literally yelling. He's like... Let's go!
Dude, the crowd
went
fucking berserk.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then just send a gif of some dude choking.
Nice.
Yeah. Didn't get a response. He was pretty pissed.
I just don't want to see Lakers get past the first round.
Neither, bro. Fuck the Lakers.
It was the same last season, remember? They fucking...
They got to the conference. They
were seventh seed again?
Yeah.
And yeah, they got to the conference finals.
I was like, how the fuck are these guys here, man?
Literally. Well, it's like, the same as Heat.
Yeah.
Same Heat. Sorry.
Don't get me started.
Didn't mean to bring that up. Hey, at least just slapped them around in the first game.
Oh, we're sweeping them, bro.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because I've got no Jimmy the whole series, eh?
Yeah. I think
well, unless.
Unless he comes back. But apparently he's got like an MCL strain, which...
Pretty bad.
Sounds pretty bad.
And they could even just be saying strain so people don't freak out. He could have fully torn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know if you can strain that shit, bro.
Yeah.
I've only ever heard of people tearing
it, yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, it's not a fucking nice injury.
No, fuck yeah. No. Knees suck.
We had a fucking scary game one.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Well, you
was
winning.
I was expecting it.
Like, I was checking it in the first half, and I think you were winning the whole first half.
Nah.
Really?
In the first half, there was 11 ties and like 13 lead changes. In
true.
The first half.
Every time I checked, yous were up.
No, because end of the first, it was 17-all.
Yeah.
And then halftime, it was like 57-all or something. Like, we were literally just back neck and forth neck. The whole time.
Right.
And then third quarter, we went on like a mini run and got up by, I think, like 10, maybe 12 points.
Yeah.
Around there.
Yeah. Maybe that's when I checked, because I swear I checked and yous were like up pretty solid.
Because it was so low scoring the entire game.
Yeah.
Well, even still, it was only 92-94.
Yeah.
Which is playoffs. Low. Yeah, playoffs, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just back and forth the whole time. Like, yeah, literally neck and neck.
Yeah.
And then we went on a tiny run, and then they went on a run to start the fourth, I think. They got up, and then we had to come back again.
Yeah, right.
And SGA came in clutch.
And won.
As always.
I don't know how he hit that shit, eh? Like, literally throwing his body around to draw the foul.
Yeah.
And then just one hand, like, fading
he
away.
He just flips
chucks
it. He does
it,
like...
And he gets
all
it
of his shots are like that.
Yeah.
It's fucking... Yeah, it's wiggy.
It's it works.
Cool. Oh, yeah. It's working good. But... I wasn't expecting to blow them out in the first game, to be honest.
I feel like it's a... Well, you don't. They don't have Zion. If they had Zion...
Oh, we probably would have gone slapped.
I reckon it'd be a pretty tough series. Like I
still think it is going to be a tough series. Yeah. Like, Pelicans are a good team, man.
Yeah. Well, at the start of the year, when they had Zion healthy and everything...
Yeah, they were top.
They were like...
They?
Yeah. Like, top three easily.
Yeah.
And then...
No, they're not a bad team, dude.
I think they're a good team, bro.
Well, they've got Ingram. He's a fucking beast.
Yeah. They've got good role players.
McCollum.
Like,
McCollum's been pretty quiet. Like, even in the play-ins, he was quiet.
It's getting old.
He balled out a bit in game one.
Yeah, right.
Just banging threes.
Yeah.
Trey Murphy, he's actually quite good.
He's fucking boss.
Valanciunas, he's a fucking beast.
Herbert Jones.
Yeah, he's
hell good.
Good
defender. Yeah.
And then you've got little rat Alvarado.
He played really good in one of the play-in games I watched.
Oh, he played good in
the
OKC. Game one, yeah.
Yeah. Like, he doesn't always have the biggest stats.
No,
but like,
he just plays hard.
You could see his influence on the game, bro.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah, no, I was a bit stressed out.
Yeah.
But.
Got it done.
We'll be all right.
Yeah.
I think we'll be
all
right.
Just make it to the second round.
That's actually literally all I'm worried about.
Yeah.
I just want to make it past the first round.
Because, well... The West is so hard as well.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, OKC being so young, if they just make it to the second round, I feel like that's a pretty successful season.
I think so.
Like, they got
the
first seed.
Youngest team to ever be first seed as well.
Yeah.
Like.
No one's expecting them to go out there and make the finals. Let's be honest.
Some people are. But
yeah.
I think they're dreamers.
I think that's unrealistic, bro.
I'd enjoy if they did.
Yeah, fuck no.
If we did, I wouldn't expect us to win.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
Nah.
Fuck, I sound like the worst supporter.
Well, it's real though.
Mm.
Like, I wouldn't expect him to win.
Nah. Because who do we verse if we win the first round either?
Is it Minnesota and Suns?
Yeah.
And... Yeah?
Yeah, it would be,
Maybe. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, right.
Either Minnesota or Suns.
Yeah. I reckon Minnesota wins that series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
They blew them out in game one.
Oh, Phoenix.
Yeah.
Minnesota blew out Phoenix. Oh, yeah. They're going to beat Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Everyone reckons Phoenix would be tough, but I'm like, no.
They got slapped.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Like, fucking
railed.
Yeah. Bent over.
Yeah. Fuck.
Ant went off.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, talking about bending over.
Railing.
Yeah.
Or bending over. Me and my mate bent over the competition at golf on Sunday.
Hell yeah.
Hell fucking yeah. Dude. We smoked everyone by like 10 points.
Fuck.
Which, like, it probably doesn't seem like much.
In golf, that's a lot, though.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It's a lot. Like, we fucked them. And I kind of felt bad because my mate's handicap, like, he doesn't play as much comp as, like, he probably should.
Right.
So his handicap's hell high and it probably doesn't really reflect where he's at. He probably should be closer to me.
Right.
Okay. But we're in like a paired group and the scoring's all based off what your handicap is.
Yeah.
And he had a really good round. Like he had 38 points himself. 36 points means you shoot your handicap.
Right.
So he had 38. So he,
2 over his handicap.
Yeah. And I had 31, which is like 5 under my handicap, which is.
5 under?
Well, 5 over.
Oh, okay, but yeah, yeah, go.
Four points under.
Yeah.
Which, like, that's around where you want to be most of the time.
Right.
So, yeah, like, because people will have 20 points and shit like that. So, if you're getting 30 points, you're pretty happy.
Pretty good, yeah.
So, yeah, we both had real good rounds. Yeah. Smoked everyone.
Fuck yeah.
Got invited to this open day and took out the fucking cake.
That's pretty like, good.
I think everyone was a little bit pissed.
Yeah, probably. Were you guys the youngest there as well?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
Oh, they would have been pissed then.
By a long shot.
Fucking young cunts.
Yeah. And then, like, we get 2 boxes of bowls.
Yeah, nice.
And then my dad's like, oh, you got to make a speech. I was like, fuck, do I have to? Like, to everyone else? And I'm like, yeah, fucking, you beat everyone by 10 points. You got to make a fucking speech. Like, fuck, all right.
Did you do the classic, yeah, cheers to the boys.
I did, so I was like, oh fuck, I gotta thank the sponsor. So I was like, oh, thanks Lyndon for sponsoring.
Yeah.
And cheers fellas, good turnout, good day. Sat back down.
Classic.
So short.
That's all you've got to say though.
The chicks are like, oh, well done Nathan.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, you reckon, yeah, that's well done.
Yeah,
hey?
You like that. You like,
hey?
You like how I stand up in front of everyone? Tell them what's up.
It's like those speeches you see of mates doing for their other mates 21st. Oh. Yeah, he's just an all-round good bloke.
Dude, I did the worst 21st speech at my mate's place. At my mate's 21st.
Is it the one who you fucking won the comp with?
Yeah. Bro.
I think you've told me about this.
I would have.
Tell me.
I was blind. Like, I didn't actually realize how drunk I was because we were playing beer pong and shit.
Oh, yeah, that'll catch up to you.
Yeah. And we'd been drinking for a few hours before then.
Mm.
And then he gathered everyone outside and they did a cake and whatnot. His missus got up and said some words. And I'm literally at the back. I'm like, yep, I'll say something.
Oh, fuck no, you called yourself up.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Alex like, all right, come up here. Oh, there we go, Alex.
There we go.
Alex like, come up here, fucking, yeah, go on. Come on, big dog.
Come on, big dog.
So I'm fucking worming my way through the crowd to get up to the front, get up there and just look at everyone. I'm like, fuck.
Shut down.
Yeah. I'm like, fuck, this guy's a legend, eh?
And that was it.
I was like, fuck. I got nothing else. Like, he's just a legend. Like, I'm sure he's all know. Like, yeah, just a legend. And then get off.
Yeah, nice.
After that, everyone just comes up, oh, legend. You're a legend, mate.
Yeah, you dug yourself that hole.
So embarrassing, dude.
Oh, man. That's fucking gold.
Oh, man.
Oh, well. I feel like that's the sort of thing you kind of have to prepare for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you just want to go up and talk absolute shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're confident talking in front of a crowd. I'm not very confident talking in front of a crowd.
Yeah, I don't really fuck with that.
Nah.
Face goes all red and just fucking...
You just look out and everyone's looking at you. Everyone's
expecting something good.
And you realize
legend.
It's... You realize it's like dead quiet and all you can hear is your own voice.
Mm.
Fuck.
Yeah, fuck that. It would have all been people you knew, though.
Yeah. 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 Most of them.
That's all right.
Yeah. I just wanted to be a big dog.
Yeah, fair enough. No one else wanted to say anything.
Nah.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. I'll come up. Yep. Make a path.
Just imagining you like full barging through everyone.
Yep.
Yeah. Coming through.
That's my mate.
Legend.
Yeah. I love you, bro.
Yeah. And then just shitting your pants as soon as you get up the front.
Yeah.
That's so good.
But at golf,
yeah,
old boy, fucking hole in one, dude. We literally,
as if
we're like on the tee box. He goes, no, I went first. Fucking put mine in the bunker, but hit it hell nice. I was like, fuck yeah,
in the bunker though.
Yeah, and it was the first par three of the day.
Mm.
Then my old boy gets up there, fucking. As soon as he hit it, I was like, oh, that's fucking nice. And it's coming in, like, drawing right toward the hole.
Yeah.
Like, bounces on the front of the green, and then, like, you can see it bounce up, and then it just kind of disappears.
Yeah.
But the green kind of, like, you could tell it sloped down.
Yeah, okay.
So we kind of just thought, like, no one really said anything.
Yeah.
We're just like, oh, must
have gone behind.
Yeah, rolled to the back. So we get up there, and he's, like, walking all around the back of the green, looking in the bunker. It's like, fuck, I can't find it. And then the bloke he was playing with goes up and looks in the hole. He's just like, fuck you, arsey cunt. Dad's like, what? He's like, it's in the... No, he's like, have a look.
Have a look, mate.
Dad walks up. And Alex like, no way. I'm in the bunker. So I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah,
did you just get a hole in one? He's just like, yep. Fucking just picks it out of the hole. Didn't really, like...
Super chill about it.
Dude, didn't even give a fist pump.
As like, if.
He was just like, yep.
That was his first hole in one, though, eh?
No, it was his second. Yeah. So
yeah, right.
It's not new to him.
Still, though.
Yeah.
That's pretty mental.
Yeah, bro.
Fucking hell.
I could tell he was pretty gassed. Because I was looking at him, like...
Trying to keep it cool.
Yeah. Like, as we were all putting out and finishing off the hole, I was looking at him, like... He had a little fucking smirk.
He's like, yeah, these guns still trying.
And then, yeah. And then he completely fucked the next hole. So I was like, yeah, you're definitely thinking about that.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me of, have you watched the Donnie and Clarence show yet?
Bro, the whole thing.
Yeah.
The whole when thing.
They're hitting the balls off the thing.
Yeah.
He's like, sass, mate, you can't use your powers.
Yeah. He just fucking holds it.
Mike Nolan.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. Yeah. That's his catchphrase in this one.
And Mike Nolan's like, I don't give a fuck, sass, mate. That was fucking sick.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Let's fucking hit balls at Clarence.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to kill him.
Yeah. You know he can actually feel the pain, Donnie. Yeah. No, what the fuck do you mean? He's fucking invincible.
He's invincible, mate. Oh, that was a good series, though.
Dude. Because he just kept uploading it at random times.
And it was like every 2 days as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frequent. So I'd just hop on YouTube.
It's finished now though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd just hop on YouTube and it'd be there. Yeah. And I'd be like, oh, fuck so yeah.
Good. And like there was a few days where it got uploaded while we were on Smoko. And because D9 fucking gets around Big Les.
Yeah, of
course. So we just spend Smoko watching that.
Fuck
and then
yeah.
The rest of the day we're just referencing whatever episode it was.
Fuck yeah.
The fucking boxing one.
Yeah.
Put him up, cunt!
Yeah. I reckon that one was the best one.
Oh, that was the best one. I'm Clarence Claymore!
Yeah.
It's so good, bro.
Dude, and then he just fucking belts him.
Oh, because he fucking punches him and Donnie's like, what?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah. It just beats him the fuck up.
Oh, man.
Videos it's so it. Good. Like, yeah. Oh, Clarence, how good was this find?
You need to upload this to your YouTube, mate.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, look at here. Clarence Claymore.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, my days.
Fuck, the intro pissed me off, though.
Yeah. Everyone was frothing it in the comments.
The intro was fucking annoying.
It was ass, dude.
That was the only shit thing.
The Donnie and Clarence, the Donnie and Clarence show.
Fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Because, not gonna lie, Clarence actually is an annoying as fuck character.
Yeah. What?
Like.
He's meant to be.
Obviously. But like.
Yeah.
You know when, like, even just normal TV shows, there's always that one character that's, like, supposed to be annoying.
Yeah. And it annoys you and watching it.
Yeah. It's like whenever they come on, it's like, oh, like they're funny, but like, fuck, they're annoying.
God. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Clarence.
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
Fucking our thing to watch at Smoko is, have you seen the dude on Instagram? I think his name's like Tintin. And he puts like 10 cents for every Instagram follower he has on a hand of blackjack.
Right.
Every single day. So if he has like, I don't know, 960,000 followers, which I think he's at now.
He'll put 960 bucks on?
No, it's like 96K.
Oh, yeah, true.
That he ends up putting on.
Yeah.
Yeah, every day.
Does he keep winning?
No.
Oh.
Like, apparently he's in the positives like 600 grand.
Yeah, right.
Like, he has gone on runs where he wins, and because it's just one hand every day. So, like...
I guess he's not, like, throwing it all away.
Yeah, exactly. But we watch that. He gets... Because he does it on online casinos most of the time.
Mm.
So, he'll just fucking chirp the fuck out of the dealer. Like, oh, it's some of the shit he says, bro.
What's his name? Tintin.
Some, like, I don't think that's his Instagram name, but that's what everyone calls him.
Yeah,
Tintin. Okay. I'll send you some of his videos. Yeah, it's fucking funny.
Yeah, sounds fucking good.
Because he gets so pumped. Like, it'll be a hell shit hand.
Yeah.
And he'll hit, like, on a 15, which is pretty...
Is that big?
Oh, it's fucking hard to do.
Yeah, right.
Because you have to hit 21.
Mm.
And I think there's more cards over 6 than under.
For some reason, I thought you were talking about Russian roulette, but it's blackjack.
Yeah, blackjack. Yeah, okay. And, yeah, he'll hit on that and he'll get like a 6. He'll
yeah,
like,
right.
Let's fucking go.
I probably have seen him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's Kiwi.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Have you seen, fucking, I was talking to one of the boys at work about it. The guy on Instagram that goes into the Walmarts and shit and acts hell weird.
Dude, I love that guy.
He's so funny, bro. And he like goes up to people in the park.
Yeah.
What's he say? He's like, I'm not here to hurt or assault you.
Yeah.
I just was wondering if I could take some photos of those kneecaps.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
Like, weird.
Hell weird shit. Like, saying to people, like, don't you remember when I was licking those sweet ears? Yeah. Just shit like that. It's like, what the fuck?
Bro, how do you have the, like, social fucking eagerness to do that shit?
I just don't know how... Like, the people in the videos aren't going and, like, calling the cops.
Yeah.
Or, like, calling the cops straight away. Like, most of them are, like...
They talk to him.
Yeah. And he's got the fucking soda cans that's, like, bleach or shrimp juice and shit like that. Oh, man.
You want a swig?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Do you want some? It's good.
And then you sit there and fucking slurp it, like...
Yeah, man. Oh. When I first saw them, I was like, this is super weird.
Yeah.
But then I, like, went in a rabbit hole for, like, half an hour of just scrolling and watching all of them. I was like, this is actually fucking so good.
Dude, I've watched that cunt's videos for, like, sorry, I'm struggling.
You don't need to get emotional about it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I've watched these videos for, like, a year now, eh?
True.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Like,
because I think you sent him to me like a few months ago,
yeah,
or a few weeks ago.
Because there's this Walmart guy, you would have seen him, the like kid with black hair,
yeah,
that he like always goes back to,
yeah.
And his first few videos with him, like you could tell fuck, I'm struggling, eh? You could tell the Walmart kid was like, what the fuck?
What is going on?
But he'd just stand there and cough it.
Yeah. Like,
he would start singing to him and shit, and he'd just be like, just looking around, standing
when
there.
When he sings, it's so good.
Yeah.
Because he would sing to, like, old people, and they're like, wow, you've got a really good voice.
And then he'd just keep going.
Yeah.
It's the best humor.
Yeah, it's so good. Speaking of singing.
Yeah.
I listened to both of your albums.
Yeah. How'd you go?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I know I sent that message to you saying that that fucking prelude to Ecstasy was dog shit.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Yeah. I didn't actually think you would overly like it.
I didn't hate it either, though. But I was kind of just listening to it, and it reminded me a lot of Black Country New Road. A bit.
Reminds me of them a lot.
Which I think is why I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I just couldn't get into it. I was like, I'm kind of just finding this really boring and, you know.
Honestly.
A bit try-hard.
On my first listen, I thought the same.
Mm.
And I was like, fuck, I feel like I'm missing something. Because I really like the beats.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so many switches in the beats and, like, it's so grand and fucking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I was like, fuck, like, I've got to go back and listen to it because I was like, it can't be that boring.
Yeah. Sorry.
I was like, it can't be that boring. Like, I've got to go listen to it again. Back. And then, like, the deeper I've gotten into the lyrics, like, has made me like it a lot more because, like, on surface level, I feel like it sounds hell girly and that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, yes and no.
But. Like, a lot of the shit that she's talking about is, like, breaking down gender roles and,
yeah,
like,
okay.
Not actually empowering women, but, like, breaking it down, being like, dude, we're fucking equal.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to be a dude, or, like, I love being a chick. Like, just certain shit like that.
Yeah. And that then is pretty cool.
They, I think it's on the first song. Like, there's that intro and then the first actual song.
Yeah.
And, she talks about, like, fame and having to put, like, her life out there and all her problems and all this shit to, like, make this sort of art. And then she's like, fuck, am I just doing it, like, for people to like me and whatnot or, like,
for popularity. Yeah.
And then, like, it sort of comes back to it at the end, making it, like, kind of a loop in a way.
Yeah.
But.
No, I can see how. Like, that's what I mean. It's not a bad album.
Yeah.
But I was kind of just like,
wasn't like the favorite album you would listen to.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of the songs made it into my liked playlist.
No, that's fair. Fair.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, after hearing that, I'll listen again.
Yeah.
Not anytime soon, but yeah. I'll give it another listen.
Still need a bit of time.
Yeah. That's what I meant. Yeah. Like, not terrible, but.
Yeah.
I was kind of just like, yeah. Like,
because the beats are fucking.
Oh, the music's good. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, but I get what you mean with a bit try hard. Like, there's a lot going on sometimes.
Yeah.
Where it's like, and then I think it was overwhelming.
The intro song going into the actual first song, I was like, this is just fucking ants from above.
Yeah.
All over.
I did think that when
ants from up here, whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, huh. Is this just like a.
Copy and paste.
Yeah, literally.
Well, similar length as well.
Yeah. And like similar music and style.
Structure. And
yeah.
That sort of thing.
But no, yeah. Not bad.
Yeah. Not little bad. Little Sims.
Yeah, I loved that. Yeah. That was good. That was dope.
I actually frothed that album.
Oh, it's so good, man.
Because you've listened to the like orange one.
Yeah.
I think it's called Sometimes I Might Be Introvert.
Yeah, and something like that.
Yeah.
Can't remember, but I've listened to that a few times.
Yeah.
Been a while.
Yeah. But it's been a while for me, too. Yeah.
Because I know what her vibe's like. She's fucking so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I reckon in that album, like, that album probably tops the album I gave you.
Mm.
Like, quality-wise and whatnot, but it's not as easy to just throw on.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you kind of have to be in
switched
that
in
mode,
yeah,
and it's like pretty deep and like long songs and whatnot. Whereas I feel like No Thank You, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
It's like Gorilla, bro.
It's so chill.
Such a banger, bro.
I pumped it out. I think I told you on Saturday, I pumped it at work.
The boys are frothing it.
Yeah, the boys are like, this is pretty nice.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
Dude, it's a banger.
Yeah.
Dung, 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 dung.
Oh, the beat's so... The beat on all the songs is fucking good.
Mm.
And she's got bars.
The streets will love it like I brought Mike Skinner.
It's so good, bro. Yeah, no. That was definitely much preferred than...
Yeah.
Prelude to Ecstasy.
I gave you two chicks.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Look at you go.
I'd listen to the women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you do, bro.
Yeah, I'll get around.
Yeah. No. But yeah, no, I frothed that.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I watched Tropic Thunder.
What do you reckon?
It's fucking cool, eh?
Yeah.
Like, it's a bit of a head fuck at the start.
Because
I kind of forgot that you told me that it's like them making a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
So when it's like that whole war scene going on and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then Ben Stiller, I think, like dies.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, he doesn't die, but he's like getting shot up and shit.
Yeah.
Like, holy fuck. Like, they're killing the main character right at the
start. Straight away.
I was like, shit. And then they're doing the scene.
Yeah. He's like,
all right, cut. I can't do it.
Yeah.
And then it goes to the whole fucking film crew.
Yeah, it's the whole fucking set.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Bloody, the ads at the start.
The trailers. Like,
characters.
They're pretty funny.
I did, like, the first one, I was like, is this a real movie? Like, this looks shit.
Is the first one the two popes?
No, the first one, I think the first one's Scorcher.
Oh, it would be. It'd be Ben Stiller's one is the first one, yeah.
I was like, bro, this is a shit ad.
Yeah.
Because I thought they were real.
Oh, true.
Yeah. I was like, this is a fucking shit looking movie. And then did the next one. I think the next one was the fighting one.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, no, this is a piss take.
Yeah, this is all skits.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fight one is pretty,
yeah.
When I first saw it and the fight one came and I was like, the fuck is this? This is fucking weird. And then the two popes one.
Yeah.
And they're fucking gay for each other.
We're gonna test the boundaries.
It's like hell serious music, and then they start touching hands and shit. And it gets into like kinky porn music.
Yeah. So funny.
Oh man. Yeah, no, it's a fucking good movie.
Yeah,
it's easy to watch.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And oh, definitely.
You know the fat manager dude that's always going off at people.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's Tom Cruise.
Yeah, true. He looked familiar.
Yeah.
Like
in a fat bodysuit.
Oh, true.
Yeah. Because Tom Cruise does all the, well, he's Top Gun.
Yeah.
And all the like Mission Impossible movies and like super action. Fit.
Yeah.
Does all of his own stunts in those movies as well.
Yeah, I think he told me that, eh?
Like in, I don't know if it was in the first Top Gun as well, but in Maverick, the second Top Gun movie that, came out recently. I can't remember what year. But he's actually flying the fighter jets in that movie.
True.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And like the Mission Impossible movies, like, yeah, he just does all his own stunts.
That's dope.
Like jumping off a cliff on a motorbike and pulling a parachute, just all of it.
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. Apparently he's an arsehole to work with though.
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, right. Once shit done his way.
Yeah, and just like hell rude to everyone.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which,
he makes good
not
shit.
Not my mates.
Not my mate.
Yeah. But yeah, nah, it's a fun movie.
It is.
It's one of those ones that you can just watch, like, at any time as well.
I was going to say, I'll definitely watch that again.
Yeah.
Like
if you feel like watching a movie but not needing to pay attention, just put that on.
Yeah. You're
guaranteed a laugh.
Because there's even a few times where, like, because I don't usually touch my phone during a movie. And even more so if it's like a real serious movie.
Yeah.
There's a few times where I fucking...
Yeah, had a little peek.
A little look. A few messages.
That's all right, bro.
Yeah.
I won't.
I didn't pay full attention. Nah.
Ooh.
Most of the time I was watching it.
No, I believe you.
Yeah.
I trust you.
It was good. I enjoyed it.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
I've still got a good run going.
Of movies
that
you've liked.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Well, we've talked about it before. Like, I feel like music's a lot more subjective than movies.
Definitely.
Like, people definitely like what they like in movies.
Mm.
But I feel like it's pretty hard to disqualify like a good movie.
Yeah. Well, I was like last night, I watched a movie with Ivy that she'd seen before. And it's like, I guess you would say it's more relatable to chicks, the movie.
Because
it's about like four sisters. And like, it's based on a book.
Yeah.
As well. And the book is about four sisters.
Right.
But then, anyway, like it's more influential to women.
Yeah.
The movie.
Yeah.
So like, you know, I went out for a cig at one point. Like, I watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because it was a fucking long movie as well. It was like 2 hours.
Yeah, hefty.
Yeah, and like by the end of it, I was like, holy shit, like that was really good.
Yeah.
Like I could appreciate it, but then I couldn't relate to it as much as what Ivy could.
Right.
Like, because afterwards she was like kind of tearing up and like, oh, I love this movie. Like she'd seen it before.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, it has like such influence and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, like makes sense.
Yeah.
Like I get that. And I'm not saying it was a bad movie, like it was really fucking good.
Mm.
But it just doesn't have that same effect on me because I can't relate to the themes of the movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's almost like the Last Dinner Party album as well.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
Can't really relate to the themes.
Yeah.
So like it doesn't connect.
Like for boy movies, boys are more going to be more attracted to like superhero movies or, you know, sci-fi and action movies.
Yeah.
Because there's been times where like Star Wars has come up on recommended for us to watch. And I'm like,
fuck, that tripped me out, eh?
Wigged me out a bit too.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, surely we just like watch one Star Wars thing.
Yeah.
And Ivy's like, oh, I don't hate Star Wars, but like, yeah.
Not a favorite.
You know what I mean? But then to me, it's like, fuck, I grew up on Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like I used to dress up like a Jedi and fucking play lightsaber fights with dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, fuck, which is kind of the same as music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, you'd love my cousins, eh?
Yeah.
They grew up on Star Wars, like,
yeah, hell yeah,
big time, and they're like big movie freaks.
Yeah,
my cousin, yeah, he posts, like, I think he watches a new movie, or like every time he watches a movie, he posts it on his Facebook story and like does a little rate.
True.
And then like with a song that kind of relates to the movie in a way, or a song from the movie.
From the movie. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then at the end of the year, he'll post like a big list of all the movies he's watched, like ranking them almost.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
I'm not that into it.
Nah, but.
Yeah, but yeah.
He loves it.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
Nah, you see where it fucking comes from, being nerdy about shit.
Yeah.
Me with my music.
I think you're a nerd, mate. I think you're just passionate.
Yeah, I am. I'm pretty fucking passionate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was today. Maybe yesterday, singing. I was like, fuck, I'm passionate about music.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, I get it. It's not
a bad
thing,
bro.
Yeah, no.
It's good to have a passion.
Yeah, man. I agree.
Yeah. I'm passionate about my tools.
I want them back. Yeah. I know you are.
Fuck, whenever fucking...
Wait, I'm going to turn these lights on.
All right, bro. It is getting dark fucking early now. Yeah. I don't like it. No, I forgot.
Oh,
Don't worry about it.
I caused that.
No, you didn't. That was just me being forgetful.
Oh, that's right, man.
Thank you.
Fuck.
You don't have an album for me, do you?
Well, like, I've got a few, but yeah, I really want to give you, like, darty ones.
Because,
like, I know the albums that I've got in mind, it'll just be like, yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it would have... Like, they're fucking darty albums, but I don't think it'll impress you that much.
Yeah, okay.
Like, it won't be like fucking the Lemon Twigs or Black Country New Road. Like, yeah, I want to get that reaction again.
Yeah, okay.
I like it when I get that reaction.
I like that.
I like that. Silent.
No.
That was slipping through.
That was going to be something more.
That was turtlenecking.
Yeah, a little bit. Oh, it's still there.
Yeah, fuck it. I'll just give you... Have you listened to The Price of Tea in China by Baldy James and The Alchemist?
I don't think so.
Fucking dirty album.
I'll listen like, to that.
Like, well, I said, I don't think it'll blow your socks off.
Nah.
But...
I'm always keen for a good album, though.
Yeah. Mm. And fucking Alchemist.
Because I've listened to both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alchemist, as you know, does his thing.
Darty.
And then you've only listened to, like, one Baldy album, hey?
One or two, yeah.
Yeah.
No, maybe only one.
He goes pretty hard on this album.
Yeah. Like, sick.
Good flows. Nice. Good bars.
I'm always keen for a new Alchemist album.
Yeah.
There's so many.
Fuck. I was going to give you one that released on Friday.
Mm.
By The Alchemist and Oh No, but they have like a duo called Gangrene.
Oh yeah,
right. Yeah,
it's a gross duo name.
Yeah. And it's 11 songs.
Mm.
Alchemist rapping on every single one.
That's nice,
right? Like the first song starts and he has the very first verse.
Yeah,
so like he just starts spitting. I'm like, what? I didn't know he was gonna fucking spit on this shit.
Yeah, that's dirty.
Yeah,
fuck. Maybe I'll just listen to that anyway.
Yeah, I was going to recommend it, but
yeah,
I reckon you should. It's called Heads listen. I Win, Tails You Lose.
That's very clever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
No, it is yeah, cool. Fucking oath.
Yeah.
Shit.
You haven't thought of a movie?
No.
Yeah.
I haven't.
That's all right.
It's hard thinking of movies, man.
Yeah.
Because it's...
It would be, because you're not watching movies all the time.
Nah.
Like, and if I've got 40 minutes, I can spin an album.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to think. Because usually I'll base it off of what I've watched with Ivy recently.
Yeah.
And, like, what that movie has reminded me of, or when we're looking for a movie, I'll come across something and be like, oh,
let's do that.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Can you smell that?
Smell, bitch.
It's my jocks.
Oh. She did slip through.
Yeah. Fuck. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Got a classic.
All right.
Seven.
I think this is on Netflix at the moment.
It might be.
Because
last time I watched it was on Netflix.
Right.
But, fuck, that could have been like 2 years ago.
I am really keen to watch that.
Yeah, watch that. That's like, a lot of people class it as like the greatest movie of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
Like.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Who's it directed by? Isn't it like a famous director?
Let's have a look. I'm actually not too sure.
Because
I just know it's Morgan Freeman and Brad Pitt.
Yeah, right.
I
saw it pop up on Netflix, I think, when I was looking for one of your movies.
Yeah.
Or when I was looking for the Vince Staples show. I don't know why, it just tickled my fancy. Like, I read the description and shit.
It's a fucking great movie, man.
Mm.
It's like a murder mystery one.
Yeah, true.
Which is always fun.
Yeah, that's dope.
But, it's like the murderer bases his murders off of the seven... what is it? Fuck.
Commandments?
No, not the seven commandments. Is there even seven commandments? Isn't it like the 12 commandments?
Nah, it's seven for sure. No, it's 10. 10 commandments.
10 commandments. Fuck. Didn't we go to a Catholic school?
They don't need to know that.
The seven deadly sins. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was something ridiculous.
I had a fucking massive brain fart.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say the seven sins, but then I was like, wait, that seems too basic.
Roll off the tongue like
yeah.
The seven deadly
seven
sins.
Seven deadly sins. It's directed by... Oh, Gwyneth Paltrow's in it as well.
True.
She's very beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll look out for her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you will. Fuck's sake. Sorry. Just trying to find the director. I feel like it's not a famous director.
Yeah, maybe I'm tripping.
David Fincher.
Oh, he's a goat in my books.
Fuck off, mate. But yeah, no, it's...
cool movie.
Awesome movie. Fuck yeah. And like, yeah, keeps you guessing.
Right.
And then like, you kind of think you know what's going to happen, that doesn't.
So it's more like the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wrapped up in.
I remember the first time I watched it, I was like, fuck, the acting's pretty mid.
Really?
Yeah, like I didn't think it was that good.
True.
And then it was like, it ended, I was like, oh, that was pretty cool. And then I rewatched it like a good 6 months later, maybe. I was like, yeah. This is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. And Morgan Freeman's just cool.
Yeah.
Well, and Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt's pretty cool.
They're both dope.
I still haven't fucking given you Fight Club yet.
No, you haven't, eh?
Yeah.
You've been holding that one back for a while.
I have been, yeah. But then whenever I bring up my glorious king, Brad, it reminds me of Fight Club.
Yeah, it would.
Which is... a goated movie as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my favourites, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one. But yeah, nah, 7. Okay. Watch that. And it's S7.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. I think you'll like it.
Fuck yeah. Keen.
I need to start thinking of more like Tropic Thunder sort of ones, though, as well. But then, they don't have the same, like... like it's, you said, you want that reaction, like the lemon twigs and fucking Black Country. That's what I want for the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's, when I watch Requiem for a Dream or something like that.
Yeah. And you're like,
fuck, I love that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Oh, wow. Bust him for a piss. I'll be back.
Oh, wow. I stink like ass. What?
I love Zins. I love Zins.
You get them from TSG in Vic Park. Yeah. Right near the Revo.
Yeah, nice. I love Zins. Starts rolling dart.
Yeah. Literally took my Zin out.
Yeah.
To roll it down.
Nice.
I wasn't gonna, but...
I've been seeing like this a lot lately, eh?
Oh, dude, I do it without thinking, eh?
Yeah, I never used to. And now all of a sudden I'll just find myself seeing like this. It's comfortable.
Yeah.
It doesn't look very blokey, though.
No, but you see old, like, even older dudes and shit.
Oh, yeah.
They all
see heaps of people do it.
Yeah. But I feel like in school, it was a bit of a...
oh, you've got the piss pulled out of you.
Yeah, dude.
If you'd be seen sitting cross-legged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I told you, we'll do it, take the piss.
Yeah.
Like in mass.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, man. I full nearly got squashed yesterday at work.
Yeah, you were saying how the drill tipped.
Yeah. But, like, it physically couldn't have fully tipped forward, but it also wouldn't be impossible. Because, so the oscillation cylinders on the tracks, whoever put them on didn't charge them up.
Because
when you put cylinders in, you're actually supposed to pump oil through them, suck the oil out, like, and kind of have them, like, go in and out a few times to get all the air out.
Yeah.
Because when cylinders come brand new, they're full of fucking air.
Right.
And air passes so easy.
Yeah.
Through the fucking hoses. Anyway, so we've put the mast on, and that's adding an extra 4 ton to the rig. So, like, a lot of weight. And because when we put it on, it's like the drill, and then the mast goes on horizontally right in front of it.
Right.
But it's like the drill's here. That first part of the mast is in front of the drill.
Yeah.
And then the mast hangs by itself the rest of the way across. So the weight's all uneven and fucking...
bit all over the place.
All out of whack.
Yeah.
And you're adding 4 ton to the front of a drill.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of extra weight.
The math doesn't quite add up.
No, not really. It's... kind of, well, it's not unsafe, but, you know.
Been done a lot, but it's just a dodgy kind of...
Well, there's just certain things like not charging up the cylinders that, you know, gets forgotten about. Anyway, and we also didn't put a stand under the boom, because when you put the mast on, you need to put a stand there, because naturally the drill's going to creep forward anyway,
right.
Like even without like more weight being added on.
Yeah.
It's just going to naturally slowly creep down. So you're supposed to put a stand under there to stop it from creeping anymore. Anyway, we didn't do that. And we're putting a hose on, and it was in a shit spot. It's like one of the boys was on a ladder holding like the hose end, and then I was reaching up, pulling down on the actual nose tail, hose tail.
Yeah.
Putting it on the fitting. And like, because we have to tighten the fuck out of it. So I full grabbed it and like lifted myself up with the spanner. So yeah. Like I was hanging off.
Yeah.
And I just all of a sudden felt the whole thing just go whoop, like full nearly like slammed back onto my fucking head.
Yeah, right.
And because the other guy holding the fucking end was like, oh fuck, stop. And I was like, what the fuck was that, cunt?
Yeah.
He was like, cunt, the whole fucking drill just tipped forward.
Mm.
And there was a bunch of guys actually on the drill working, and literally everyone stopped all at once and was like, what the fuck, cunt?
Yeah.
Like, what was that?
Yeah.
And you could see, because when we put the mast on, the drill was upright, the mast was perfectly level, and then you looked from the side and it had gone from that to fucking like that.
Fuck.
Like, it tipped a fair way forward. Yeah, and that was right. Just from me hanging off the front on a spanner.
True.
Because all of the air would have just gone... Vroom.
Yeah. Fuck.
And you could see at the back, because we had the jack leg down at the back, which stops it from tipping back.
Mm.
And that was on the ground, stopping it. And it tilted forward, so the jack leg was, like, that much off the ground now. Yeah.
So it nearly tilted, like, a metre.
Oh, it tilted fucking far, bro.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah. That's not scary.
Because even if someone was underneath.
Like, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Lucky no one was like right in front of it.
Could have been fucking a lot worse than what it was. And we did have a stand like under the mast holding a cylinder that wasn't pinned in yet. And that's actually what stopped it from tipping more.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Fuck. So it's probably lucky.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, fuck.
We shouldn't be talking about it on the pod because it's pretty dodgy. Might look. Oh, no one knows where I work, though. It's
yeah,
all good.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, nah.
they start going to every heavy day. Yeah.
Don't go here.
Yeah.
Nah, I pooed my pants pretty hard.
Yeah.
Can't lie.
You would have, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But all is well. It's well, all a part of the journey.
I thought it was pretty calm when you texted me because you were like, the drill just tipped forward and I swung off. It felt like a big dog. I was like...
No, it tipped forward because I was swinging.
Yeah. Like,
I made it tip forward.
I thought you just meant, like, it just tilted forward all of a sudden. You were hanging on. And you just fucking, like, you were screwing something in.
Oh, you thought I'd, like...
Like, yeah. You were mid, like, fucking twisting it.
Yeah, and, like, held on to it or something.
You just held on to it and
yeah.
Held yourself up. No. I was like, fuck, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, because your reply, I was like, fuck, this cunt doesn't care.
Yeah.
No, like, yeah. Like, actually made it. Tip forward.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck.
Made me feel fat.
Well,
like,
I mean...
It would have happened to anyone.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're probably what? But it was, 70 cake, 75? Yeah.
It was pretty funny, though, because I was giving it like a big Ugga dog. And the whole thing tipped. I was like...
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Would have made you feel like a big dog.
Yeah, and I was like, fuck, it makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, like 75 kilos on the front of it.
Yeah. But that's the thing, like, that's all it takes.
Yeah,
for is
something that
75
heavy.
Kilos hanging off a 2-inch spanner.
Yeah.
To make it fucking pass air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah.
Pretty
scary experience.
Oh, it was pretty fun.
Mm.
Scary, but I was, like, afterwards I was kind of like, whoa, that was actually kind of cool.
Like, me and my mate kind of fucked up at work, because we're not fucked up.
Mm.
We just did something stupid because we're building this green and we'd like done everything perfectly. And then today we were like getting to seeding it and we're like, we've got scales and we've just put them on the grass and then we've put like the jug on top and started putting the seed in that, weighing it out.
Yeah.
It's weighing out to fuck all. Like, we'd fill up a whole jug and it was like 200 grams.
Yeah, right.
Given it was like light, the seed, but it should have been like fucking 4 kilos in that jug.
Yeah.
So we're like, fuck, all right, we're going to have to do a whole bunch of jugs. So we start loading up the seed up, fill it all the way up.
Yeah.
Start going. And then, like, we used the whole bag and there was like a bucket full of seed that we could, that was there. So we're like, oh, we must have to use this.
Mm.
But my boss was only expecting us to use like a bit of the bag. And so we've used up this whole bag. And then my mate calls him because I was doing the seeding.
Yeah.
Putting it out. Done like the whole area. And then was going back over it again because there was heaps left over in the like cedar.
Yeah.
And which is like what you meant to do. And he's like, oh, you'll probably have to do 2 passes.
Right.
So I was like, all right, easy. Fucking calls him up. He's like, because there was bugs in this other seed.
Mm.
So he calls him up and he's like, fuck, you shouldn't need that. So he comes over and then he starts doing the scales on the like grass.
Yeah.
I was like, what? This is like wrong. I think these scales are fucked. And then he's like, oh, you need to put them on a hard surface.
Oh, because like, you're weighing it on the fucking grass.
Yeah, bro. And me and just look. There we go. Me and just look at each other. We're like, what the fuck? We didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
My boss didn't even think of it when he came over.
So that's always good when you fuck up and then the boss
thinks
you fucked up, comes and checked and does the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's like, oh, I would have made the same mistake.
Yeah. Because he didn't care.
Like, yeah.
We just put out a heap of seed, which...
Does that fuck up the grain or...
Shouldn't do it. Should make it boom.
Yeah. Should make it boom.
That's all we're like. I was like, fuck, she'll be booming now. He's like, yeah.
That's all right then.
Mm.
Be the best grain you ever done.
Mm. Well, that was man's goal going into it.
Oh, that's like, right, then.
We want it to be the best grain that we've made.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
So, yeah.
Fingers crossed then.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well done, mate. I don't think that's a fuck up.
Mm.
Oh, well, kind of.
Going above and beyond, yeah. I reckon.
Why not? You should have just played it off me. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, of course.
Do you want it
put to out, be, put out? Put out all your seed.
Yeah.
All your.
I'll waste your whole bag of seed.
Yeah.
Just so my grain could boom.
Yeah. I want that to be boom.
I want it booming. Oh, fuck. Nah, that's gold.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Yeah, right.
Good chat, mate.
That was a good chat.
Yeah, I enjoyed myself.
It's always nice chatting with you. A
few laughs.
I love laughing.
Yeah, I like laughing.
Fuck. That reminds me of one more thing.
Mm.
Another work thing. But obviously you know about D9.
Yeah, the boy.
Yeah, he had yesterday off because both of his cars blew up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So he spent all day yesterday trying to fix them.
Right.
Anyway, he's come back today and he was telling us the whole story and blah, blah, blah. And we had a new bloke start yesterday.
Oh, true.
And because he, like, walked over, I think, to go to his toolbox or something. And because it was me, D9, and my supervisor.
Mm.
And my supervisor introduced D9 to the new bloke. He's like, oh, so-and-so said D9's actual name. And I was like, oh, call him D9, though. D9 shakes his hand. He's like, yeah, Big Sing. Calling himself Big Sing. I was like, like, you don't give a fuck, eh?
Yeah.
I say how it is, I'm a Big Sing. Yeah. Like, yeah, I fucking love you, cunt.
That's funny.
So good, yep, man.
Big Sing.
Yeah, but it wasn't even like calling him Big Sing. It was like, yeah, Big Sing.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a crack up.
That's gold.
Yeah. We'll stop recording, I'll tell you.
Okay.
I don't want to expose him.
All right. Yeah. Cheers, mate.
All right. Bye, guys.
Hopefully next Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah.